Okay, generally, I don't really give shiur in the last couple of se'ifim here in Simin Sadihei because there isn't that much to say, but I decided to give shiur in it this year, and in fact, you actually can find interesting things if you dig. So, or find things, I should say, that I consider interesting. Whether or not you consider interesting, you'll have to tell me later. Se'ifei says that you shouldn't put a keli that has kutach next to a keli that has melach, but you are allowed to put it next to a keli that has chomet. So this is a Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara discusses, are you allowed to put a keli of kutach next to a keli of melach? Zok the Gemara, asur. What about next to a keli of chomet? Zok the Gemara, mutter. Ma bein zela zeh. So the Gemara says, you know what? I'll tell you, like, if you do me a favor. I'll tell you if you give me a core of whatever. If you, like, sell me this stuff. It's like a very strange Gemara. So the Gemara, like, basically so says, okay, what's the difference? Well, the Gemara answers that the difference is that the kutach will fall in the melach, it will still be noticeable. When the kutach falls in the chometz, it won't be noticeable. If it's a noticeable thing, it can't be bato. A dover that's nikkur la'ayin can't be bato. But in the chometz, it will be bato. Now, that would mean l'cha'ora that we have to be talking about that falls in chometz that has shishim k'neged the amount of kutach. That's already an assumption. But apparently we're only worried about certain nitzotzos that will come out. We're not really worried about a big spill. If it's only nitzotzos, presumably there will be shishim. And therefore, if there's going to be shishim, so in the chometz, it won't be nikar, it's mutter. But in the melach, it's going to be aser. This seems to be the pashtus in the Gemara. And if it's a din of nitzotzos, as the Ramah notes, it's only true if the kelim are megulim, if the kelim are mechusim, it's not a problem at all. And it's also going to be mutter, even b'di'eved l'cha'ayra, it's mutter b'di'eved, because b'di'eved were not choshish for nitzotzos. The idea that we're not choshish for nitzotzos, one of the guys just told me that, like, we don't learn enough of Avodah Zarah. So in Avodah Zarah, daf yud beis, there's a sugya of lo halachta l'tzor miyamecha, and you see that there's a Jew and a guy who are cooking food together in the same oven, and we're not choshish for nitzotzos b'di'eved. Right? So it's clear from that Gemara that we're not choshish for nitzotzos al kol panim b'di'eved, and that's what the Goyin quotes here in Ois Chaf Vav. Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis. So l'cha'ora, the din over here is based on the chashash of nitzotzos, and b'di'eved, there's no chashash of nitzotzos. That seems to be the simple reading of Judaism and Daf Kuf Yud Beis. However, as we know, Judaism is a beautiful religion, a wonderful religion, then the Rambam was born. Because the Rambam creates big problems. And the Rambam over here in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Ches, I think. Chafei, thank you. In Perek Tes, Halacha Chafei. Right? So the Rambam tells me a totally different mahalach in this sugya. Zog the Rambam, that the concern is that the melach has a koach of being shoev. It's shoev from the kutach, and it's mevashel. And then you're going to end up with a basar b'cholof problem. So, like, first of all, the Rambam is, like, saying something totally wild. That apparently there's some koach, there's some koach of she'iva, right? With kutach. Kutach draws stuff in. This is metaphysics, Maimonidean metaphysics. I don't know what he's talking about. But the idea that it's mevashel, l'cha'ora, is also a Maimonidean idea, only a Rambam type of idea. We saw that the din of Maliach Kiroseach, we had a whole chakira in our youth, whether Maliach Kiroseach is a din of Chamimus or Charifus. No? In other words, is it a din in Bliyas or a din in Bishul to some extent? And we know that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a din of Maliach Kiroseach on Shabbos, that the reason why I shouldn't salt vegetables is not just a din that it's Doma to Ma'abed, but the Rambam says it's like a din of Maliach Kiroseach. That means it's considered a Maisa Bishul. So here also, the Nusach HaRambam, the Lashon HaRambam, it's Mevashel B'melach, no? The Rambam is saying that's mamish cooking. And that l'cha'ora is a Maimonidean construct that is not found in other shitos. Now, obviously, as the Ravid points out over here, obviously the Rambam had a totally different gear than the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that ultimately the difference is whether it's nicker or not nicker. But okay, the Rambam had a different gear than the Gemara. Right? I'm not going to sweat that one. But Hayotzei, for the Rambam, all of Judaism over here is going to be different. The Pashtus in the Rambam is that this din is true whether the keli is Megula or Mechusa. Because if I'm worried about the Koach HaShe'iva, so the Koach HaShe'iva L'cha'ora happens through the Dofnei HaKli. Now there is a Radvaz here that's quoted in Sifkat and Ches, that the Radvaz says that certain dinim are true only by a Kli Cheres. No? Now the Piskei Tshuva, when he quotes that Radvaz, is putting it Shalom in Komo. And L'cha'orah Shalom in Ha'inyin. Because the Radvaz is really commenting on the Rambam, that this din of Koach HaShe'iva is only Shayich by Kli Cheres. And Koach HaShe'iva is not Shayich by any other Kelim. The Piskei Tshuva stoops that into Se'if Zayin about Melach, the Ka'ara, etc., right, about separate salt dishes. But Lo Karav Ze'el Ze'. The Cha'ira, there is absolutely no connection between these dinim. So, issue one is that for the Rambam, the din would be true even if the keli is mechusa. Issue two, for the Rambam, the Radvaz says the din is true only by kli cheres. Issue number three is that for the Rambam, it should be usur even b'diyevet. If I'm assuming there's a din of kayach hashi'iva, that it somehow it draws out, so then it should be usur even b'diyevet. And the Prima Gadim, Sifkat and Tes Zayin, and the Mishpatzos, the Prima Gadim points some of this out. And you get the impression from the Prima Gadim, says Reb Faivel. Well, I'm not sure he's right about this Nakuda. Right? Reb Faivel says the fact that the Prima Gadim is so mefalpel in the Rambam, you get an impression that the Prima Gadim wants to paskin like the Rambam. That's Reb Faivel Cohen writes, again on page Shin Yud Gimel, the Biurim. In Shin Yud Gimel, he writes that you get an impression that the Prima Gadim paskins like the Rambam. They're looking on the estate, that's not correct. It's not correct, because the way Rav Shechter always says it over is that the Prima Gadim was a Rosh Yeshiva. And Rosh Yeshiva sometimes have to explain shitos that are not mikubal lahalacha. Because a Rosh Yeshiva has to get a paycheck, no? And you have to get a paycheck, so you have to give shir every day, or every third day for 10 minutes, whatever it is. But if that's the case, if you have to collect your paycheck, so then you're going to sometimes explain a shita that is not accepted l'halacha. If you're really a posek, right, it's different. So the Prima Gadim, that's why Rav Shechter says it. I'm not sure, but I think Rav Feivel's diuk that the Prima Gadim holds like the Rambam is not necessarily accepted. Okay, so this is what we have so far in Se'if Hey. We have the Rambam against the rest of Yiddishkeit. Now, I should note that if you look in the Isser V'Heter Ha'ara from Klal Mem Ois Tes Zayin, so the Isser V'Heter, in explaining the Rambam, seems to say that this Koach HaShe'iva only happens, the Koach HaShe'iva happens through the top of the Keli, and therefore for the Rambam also, if the Keli is Mechusa, it's not a problem. That's what the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch writes. Interesting, right? Why? Again, so I can't answer why because I don't understand this mitzchila ad sof, right? Why? I'm asking a why on the Rambam who's saying something about Koach HaShe'iva, which I don't understand. So once I'm saying I don't understand Koach HaShe'iva, I don't know if it goes through the Dofnei HaKli or up and down. I have no idea. I don't understand any of this. And why does Kutach have a Koach HaShe'iva and Chometz doesn't? I don't understand any of this. The Melach has the... No, I think it's that the Kutach has the Koach HaShe'iva, and when the Melach goes into the Kutach, you're going to be cooking the Kutach with the Melach. I think that's the way the Rambam says it, no? Kar Chometz, you could leave Eitzo Kar HaKemach, Shein HaChometz, Shoev Mimenu. No, I see, you're right, right. I'm sorry. Melach is Shoev, but the Chometz is not Shoev, Nachon. Right? But whether the She'iva goes through the Dofnei HaKli or up and down, I don't understand. Again, he's mefalpel in the Peh Shin Yud Gimel. He's mefalpel a lot in this Rambam. I don't know. I don't understand any of this. Now, let's talk a little bit more about some of these dinim. In the basic halacha is, Taisvis points out on Daf Kuf Yud Beis on that Gemara, right? The Gemara again says, I shouldn't put Melach next to Kutach, because we're worried that the Kutach will get into the Melach and then you'll end up using it with Fleishiks. So don't do that. However, the Balei HaTaisvis note, you are allowed to put Milchiks next to Fleishiks in the box. The Hagos Ashri quotes his Rebbe, the Or Zarua. The Or Zarua is in Simin Tav Samaches. The Hagos Ashri quotes in the Or Zarua that you're not supposed to put Basar next to Cholov. Because, again, of the same concern that maybe it will fall onto the other one. But the Balei HaTaisvis say it's not a problem. Because the Balei HaTaisvis say that Basar and Cholov Mizha Zihiri. No? People are careful not to have the basar next to the cholov. And therefore, if I put them in the box, I'm not worried it's going to spill. I'm not worried it's going to spill. That's what the Balei HaTaisvis say. Now, l'cha'ira, this discussion here in Se'if Vav and its application to Se'if Hey doesn't really make sense. Because Se'if Hey, the way we learned it, is it didn't need tzotzos, no? Nitzotzos is only shayach b'chor by liquids, no? If I have a solid piece of cheese next to a solid piece of meat, I'm not such a biology major or a chemistry major or a physics major or nothing, right? I majored in history, I minored in psych. Good old yeshiva college days, we finished in 2 years anyway. But the cha'ora, there's no nitzotzos if it's a solid. Nonetheless, the Balei HaTaisvis are saying that the din is true even by solid foods, no? That's what emerges, I think, from the fact that Balei HaTaisvis make this comment on the comment that we have a Se'if Vav. They make it based on Se'if Hey. They say, don't tell me that it's going to be Aser because you're Zahir on Basar and Cholov together. Yesh Machmin Lechatchila is the Hagos HaShri that the Rama quotes. Now, in Kenem HaDevarim, I think what emerges is that the Balei HaTaisvis are saying that this sugya is not only a sugya of Nitzotzos. The Gon's Tzushtel Tavodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis of Nitzotzos is not necessarily correct. It's just a din. Are you choishish of some taruvis? No? And the din would be true even on solid items. Reb Fivel Cohen deals with this issue. Reb Fivel deals with this issue in Sifkatin Tzadi Aleph. Yesh lachkar, if you could have a davar gush chalavi, like gavina or something, eitzo hamelach. And Reb Fivel basically is not sure la halacha. It would seem from the tzushta that Tosis is making that the din would be true, even by a davar gush. If that's the case, so then we don't have Reb Fivel's teretz to another kasha. Let's go slowly. Reb Fivel's assuming a kula in the Balei HaShulchan, right? It's worth $1 million. He's assuming that this din is true only on liquids, only on kutach. It's not true on solid cheese. Ubazeh, he wants the far enfert the din that we saw in the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, Vehuva B'Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Ches, Se'if Aleph, that Basar Ugevina, it's Asura Halosam Al HaShulchan She'ochel Olav, but Al HaShulchan She'soder Olav is Mutter. Right? In other words, I could have meat and milk on the counter together. I just can't have them on the table where I'm eating together. That's often in the Mishnah, that's clear in the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet. So Nish'elat HaSheela, isn't that din in Siman Pei Ches, Soser, this din in Siman Sadi Hei? Here in Siman Sadi Hei, we say that basically you're allowed, right? The Balei HaTaisis Paskin, that I'm allowed to have milk, I'm allowed to have cheese next to meat in a container. The Ramah is machmir, not to. That chumrah the Ramah, l'cha'ora, that hagos ha'shri, that the Ramah paskins, like in Se'ifav, l'cha'ora is against Simin Peiches, where you say that shochan shesolder olav, everything is mutter. So this is a kasha that is asked. Reb Feivel says, I don't think it's a kasha, because maybe we only aser liquids and solids as mutter, and perhaps the din and simin peiches is about a solid. A liquid, I'm worried. A solid, I'm not. That's the way Reb Feivel takes it. It's the bottom be'urim over here on page Shin Yud Gimel. But the way we're medayek in the Tosfos, that the Isser should apply to solids also, so we still have a kasha. We still have a kasha. So I know of a number of answers to this kasha. If you look in my third to best friend, no? My best friend is the Megillah Sefer. Second to best friend is the Shiras Hayam. The third best friend is that book Kinyan Deya that we don't use so often. But also I have them near my seat. So King Yendaya has a little essay back in Siman Peiches, where the King Yendaya says that two mahalchim. His first mahalach is that maybe the iser to put it together that the Ramah quotes is if I'm putting it together b'kavius. If I'm going to put the meat and the cheese in a box, and I'm going to leave it there for a long time, we're worried that b'rvos hayomim, you're going to end up with some mixture of the meat and the cheese. The din of shochan shesoder olav, ken zayin is a din only if it's ba'akroi. That would mean, by the way, that you're not supposed to have the same counter for milchiks and fleishiks, no? In your kitchen at home, gentlemen, do you have a separate milk counter and a separate fleisha counter?
I don't have a counter.
The heights! Right? So I have separate milk and fleisha counter in your parents' home. Right?
Actually, depends if my mother's in the kitchen or not.
Right, okay. Right, this is like Yeshiva Bachur Judaism, where we basically say that the women are too machmir, no? We say the women, right, are too machmir, and, you know, we know Yeridei Olamaisa, so we know that Shochan Shesoder Olav is all mutter. So you don't need a separate counter for Mochiks and Fleishiks. That's L'cha'ora the Din. That's a Mishnah on Kuf Dalet. That's up Gepaskin and Siman Peiches. However, if we are Mechalek, to say that in Siman Peiches we're only talking about Akrai and Bekavios, it's going to be a problem. So then you should have separate counters from Ochiks and Fleishiks, because on my counter I leave stuff there for a long time.
Isn't that only at the same time though?
Yeah.
What?
Isn't that only
I shouldn't have Ochiks and Fleishiks on the counter at the same time.
Right, separate time.
Yeah.
Different
yeah.
time. Right, no one assumes. I mean, I've gotten shiloh some people, oh my gosh, I put the wrong stuff, you know. I put stuff on the wrong counter. Hello, right, that's not going to be an issue. People are nervous. Baruch Hashem, right? Yisrael Kedoshim. The Yad Avram writes that even though the Yad Avram earlier in Peiches, he writes that Yisrael Kedoshim is separate counters from Mochiks and Fleishiks. It's really not necessary, he says. Yisro kedoshim nagul liyachid safsul abasul levad ulucholov levad. Yisro kedoshim. This is the Yad Avram in Simin Peches. Again, it's on the bottom of the page in Ma'ar Shulchan Aruch. This idea that there's a difference between akroi and bekevius, domani the gra, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, domani holds that way. No, look at the Goyin. The Goyin in Oz Chav Zayin, commenting on the Ramah. The Ramah writes, like the Hagayis Ashri, that I shouldn't put milchiks and fleishiks in a box. Right? I should be machmir not to put them in the box. Says the Goyin, why not? Because Disham, Sham meaning in Avodah Zarah Yud Beis, where we paskin that we're not koshish for nitzotzos, Sham is akroi ba'alma udi evet. There in Avodah Zarah Yud Beis, it's something that just happened, no? Loi halachti l'tzur miyamecha, that they happen to have the milchiks and the fleishiks cooking on the same oven together. There, it's akroi ba'alma. Ober bekevius, the Goyin says don't do it. The Goyin understands the Ramah as saying, don't do it bekevius. Right? So, if that's the pshat, that the Goyin is saying that the pshat in the Ramah is that it's also bekevius, right? So then, that's exactly this distinction that we were making. Simen peches maybe is ba'aroi. Over here, or ba'akroi. Over here is bekevius. Maybe that's the pshat that we could give, and therefore you should maybe have separate counters from milchiks and fleishiks. In other words, don't have them bikvius on the same count at the same time. Mr. Mandelbaum.
Do we have a definition for kvius?
Speak louder.
Do we have a definition for kvius?
No idea. Absolutely no idea. Got me. Yeah.
How does this answer for the Badi HaShulchan?
So the Badi HaShulchan is going to say... Again, the Badi HaShulchan is going to say that there is a difference between if the kalim, there's a difference if it's a solid or a liquid food, no? The problem that I have with that is that would be assuming that our din over here is true only of liquid foods, and the din in Peches is true solid foods, yet the Bali HaTosfos are saying that our din is even on solid foods. So how can I for infant the steer between Peches and this din if I don't make the distinction between solid foods and liquid foods? So one answer might be the akroi versus bikavius, which I think is meduyak in the gra.
Aren't we still talking about solids?
Okay. And even by solids, I'm worried. It's not really a full fight. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah speaks about nitzotzes. But Lamaisa, what that Gemara means is, are you worried that like the kasher and the treif are going to get mixed up together? That's what it's talking about. And the Bali Atai is saying, Kuha
did. What? It doesn't fit for the Bali HaShulchan.
The Bali HaShulchan doesn't fit with.
Meaning this whole answer.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so we're not.
Right, this is against. Right, the Baal Shulchan has his answer. I don't like it. Oh, sure. So I'm giving a different answer, which I think is what the Gra says. Now, the Baal HaShulchan himself wants the answer even be'akroi. In a number of places, in Sifkat in Sadi Gimel, he has this. He answers Lefi Sha'a, etc. L'cha'ira, the way I'm learning, or what I'm saying is what the Gra says, there is no Isser at all if it's l'fi sha'a. The Isser is only bekevius. Right? So I'm against the Badi HaShulchan in two ways. Now it happens that the Yad Avram himself has a third mahalach to answer steer between Peches and Tzadi Hei. He says in Peches maybe the kelim are mechusim, and in Tzadi Hei the kelim are megulim. Okay, that's a technical answer. There's a third answer, a fourth answer, that I saw in our third best friend, the King Yindeya, where he suggests that maybe a box is worse than the counter. Because a box, you can't really see what's inside, and perhaps there's going to be some spillage over time. Also, a box, you move the box, and stuff will Right? If it's on the counter, unless you're a real klutz, you're not going to, like, knock stuff over, whatever. In the box, you'll move the box all the time, you'll knock stuff over, you can't really see what's going on. So maybe a box is a, maybe a box is more of a problem. That's what he suggests. Okay. Let's go weiter. The Rambam writes in Se'if Hey, and that we're meiko b'diavad, no? Im abar v'nosn b'yachad, it's mutter. We're meiko b'diavad. Ben?
Fridges. Do I need separate counters?
In the refrigerator. So the revival is machmir, that in the refrigerator everything should be covered. Again, it's not a crazy idea. I've had spills in my refrigerator. The only thing I could say is I don't think it's a formal isser that applies in the refrigerator. And generally speaking, if something spills, people notice and you clean it up. And if there's a problem, there's a problem. Like, the Bible says that, like, a tolchachas megula or something in Sifkatin, Sifkatin Kuf Aleph. Yishli Yizar b'kiyotzi bo b'nitzias ma'achol m'tocha m'karer li'yachin l'ma'acholei cholov makom la'atzmam l'ma'acholei basar makom la'atzmam u'matob l'daktik, that they should all be covered tamid, they should always be covered, have a separate place in the refrigerator, they should all be covered. Again, ain't no kula in this one. I think our minig is that we don't have separate shelves in our refrigerators. Does anyone have separate shelves in refrigerators? In Philly, do they have separate shelves in the refrigerator?
Good question. I have to check. It's a very, very large refrigerator.
What?
And tell us they have separate refrigerators.
Separate refrigerators? Where was this?
In Yeshiva.
Oh, that's about the refrigerator in the kitchen or something. They have these massive walk-in refrigerators. Like a small little home refrigerator. Anyone has a separate one for looking some places?
I think my mother has separate shelves.
Separate shelves? That's very frum. Okay. That's super frum, huh? And that's
what people put things. You're not supposed to do this, but apparently some people put things while they're still hot in the fridge.
That's bad for the motor.
True.
I don't know. I mean, we're not going to be miyachas to das shotim today.
Okay.
Right, we'll leave that one aside. Okay. Why is there a more meko b'diyamid? So the Gaon writes that we're not mechazkin on Isura, no? In other words, you're not sure that there's a problem. So we don't nemar that there's an Isser. We saw the same thing in the Gaon in describing how come if I find a fleishik dish with my milchik dishes, it's not a problem. Zak Gaon lo mechazkin on Isura. If you look in the Gaon over there in Sifkatin Chaf Gimel, he says, Kemoshikosav beperek kama denida, damrin and hashtahu denafal. The Gaon says, I have a Gemara, that lo mechazkina nisura. Yeshli ba'aya gedola. There is no such Gemara in Shas, lo mechazkina nisura. Shteitin Gemara lo mechazkina tume. The first sugya. What? When there's a reyesa. Unless there's a reyesa, we're not choshesh by tuma. State in the Gemara lo mechazkina tuma. The Gaon is quoting Nida Daf Gimel Mebeis Daf Dalin. Those are sugyas about Sufek Tumah Bishas Hayochem Bishas Harabim Tartel Areyasa. It's Mamash Gishmaka Yeshivish Mesechta. No? If you think the beginning of Kulin is Gishmak, wait till you the beginning of Nida.
There's a sugya of Reyes Lema Sakina that's in Kulin, not just in Nida. I think it's not sure that he's making a sushal because we have the din of Lema Sakina not only by Tumah.
The Gaon is quoting Nida Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Nida Daf Gimel Amid Beis is not about Issa. Right? So Yeshli Ha'ara Kitana Po, right, that it's a Shver Gaon. It's a Shver Gaon. Now, the Gaon is based on certain Rishonim. The Hagol Shari Dura and Klal Samach Aleph towards the end. The Isser Veheter in Klal Mem Ois Yud Ches. There are Rishonim who use this Nusach that Lo Mechazkinon Isura. However, the Haggai's Ashri is Mesupach. There on the Rosh and Perechess Oslamet Beis, the Haggai's Ashri that argues on the Taisus and Se'if Vav, And Agosa Shri writes, Dilma mechazkinon, Dilma lo mechazkinon yisura. Which I think leads in the direction that I'm thinking, that Ken Zayin, that Sveikos by Tumah are different than Sveikos by Isser. This, if we would get into it, it would take us the next like 3 years to analyze these sugyas. These are massive shas sugyas. I'm just bossy rak l'ha'ir that I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that the Gon's Tzushtel of Nida Daf Gimel is apropos. Good? Is that fair, Eli Natan? It would be 3 years of sugyas?
I just think that the sugya in Nida is much more like, it straddles much more than the Gemara in Chulin about Drusus and Reyes. So it could be that it's not that sugya is some more formation for the going, but Lamais, the Iker, the Aksugi Reyes, it looks like Tumar, that's the same research.
Yeah. I'm just bossy rak l'ha'ir that the Gain, if there's a sugya in Chulin, the Gain should quote it. I don't know. Okay, the last din over here in Se'if Zayin of Melach Hanosim B'Ka'ara Shal Basar, you're allowed to put that Melach into Cholav. That's a din called Ein Melicha B'Kelim. Ein Melicha B'Kelim is a concept that the salt isn't poel on the keli, so it won't draw out the basar flavor in the keli. We're not going to say it's based on that barnat, because salt has a din of a davar charef, and davar charef is an exception to the rule of not barnat. The same halacha appears later on in Kuf Hei Se'if Yud Gimel, that over there we also say ein melicha bekelim, but the Rama writes that if it is melach that is lach, if it's moist salt, then we are worried that there is melicha bekelim. The Shach paskins that way. Look at the Reb Kiva Eger there on the Shach Os Mem Dalid, where Reb Kiva Eger has a few notes that perhaps this din that there is melicha bekelim if it's melach that is lach, maybe that's only true of Kli Eitz. If that Reb Kiva Eger is correct, so then we would be meko on melach in a keli shel basar, if it's not keli shel Eitz, even if it's melach lach. Reb Feivel is machmir on this over here. That, I think, is against that Reb Kiva Eger in Kuf Hei Se'if Yud Gimel. And today, we might actually be on time for minhag. Okay, Chevra, have a good day.